Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Can you see?
I can see. Somebody needs to be unmuted. The PSB should be unmuted so we can hear the room. There we go.
How's it going?
Oh, you know, well, how are you?
So if everyone can make sure they have their name tags, and the name tags facing me just in case, because I'm going to keep Ulysses up to par, as it were, with whoever wants to speak. And I do know most of you, but just in case, it would be great.
Placards are over here.
How's that, Flor? Is that good?
Thank you, Tanya Grove.
Thanks.
I have. She's the blind lady.
Don't be sorry. You're gonna wake up, right?
Oh, God, my hair.
Lighting.
Yeah.
Not all.
That's not good lighting.
Yeah.
You're always.
I said mood lighting.
Sorry.
I'm gonna type.
How is it?
It was an awesome game.
I'm not sure why this is not doing.
Oh, maybe not to everyone. I wanted to. Why am I like?
Okay.
There. No.
We need to catch up about.
You can hide your camera if you don't want to look at your mouth.
All right. Is Beth in the room, Pilar?
Yeah,
Beth?
Okay.
No.
We need to see if we can.
Okay, guys. Yeah.
Let's see if we can. Yes.
So
proposed
and then consecutively.
Yeah.
And peace out and for a problem. See, it's already starting for us. So be cool.
Yeah. Oh dear.
Wait, what's happening?
Yeah.
Oh no no.
Yeah.
Some computer issues.
So I ended up meeting this meeting twice a week. You know, Catherine Education Task Force.
Thank
you. I'm gonna give you this different view instead of my face.
I'm going to do some brief roles really quickly. Kevin is present.
But, you know, they all know this. Like, they know that.
Harry's present.
You know, I don't want to say no.
That's that. I'm sure Ulysses is a mind staring at me throughout the meeting.
Okay, what do I not have?
I mean, you are kind of cute, Pilar, so I mean.
Okay, since it is 12, can people hear me all right?
Oh, yeah.
You're loud.
Oh, well, good.
But I don't remember.
All right, folks.
Good morning, Ulysses.
Good morning.
Here's Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Bright and early.
All right, I'll switch you. Where are you going to sit, Beth? Because I'm going to aim for you. So you can come sit next to me and I'll have.
Sure.
I'm going to aim at you.
I'm going to aim.
I was wondering why there was a microphone.
Yeah. Hey, Beth, nice to see you.
Sorry.
Hi.
All right, folks, we're going to get started. I'll be 2 minutes late. So if you could all take your seats very promptly and get rid of all the shuffling. Apologies for my hoodie. My apartment is a little chilly. So so you can't see my great outfit underneath, but it's okay.
It's all right.
So let's call this meeting to order, and then we will go ahead. I'm going to do a brief roll call just to make sure that we have a quorum, because I know there are quite a few people who indicated that they're in training today, so they have to be absent. So if you are here, either say hello loudly so I can hear you, and that would be very helpful. Chris Dawson.
I'm here.
Tammy Payne. Oh, it's no longer on here. Sorry about that. Marjorie.
Yes.
Hey, Christine Mahoney. Sure. Michelle is out today, I know. Matt Carcella. Not here? Okay. Kathy's out today. Tanya.
Here.
Yay. Suzanne is also out. Tunde. Not here, I'm guessing. Pilar, these folks walk in, let me know. Laura Johnson Kelly.
Here.
Yay. All good. Dustin Darnell.
Here.
You better be. I'm just kidding. Carrie's here. Shelly is absent today. Tammy Shapiro, I know I saw you.
Here, yep.
Bruce.
Hello.
Oh, you also better be here. It's Herf and Peggy, Herf and or. Either of my retirees in the house?
No.
No. I'm retired.
Okay. Okay, great. And then I'm here, of course. All right, great. So we're good. That's all I needed to know. All right, so that being said, before we do anything else, I am going to, you know, if we remember our parliamentary procedure, I am going to move that we suspend the rules in the interest of time to hear our first item that is under business of the day so that Beth can get to her next meeting on time. So is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, any dissent? Hearing none, we are going to move on to the first item under business of the day, which is hearing resolution 3, a request in support of the CARE Fund. So Beth, I'm going to turn it over to you for about 5 minutes or so if you want to give a brief kind of update on what's going on with the CARE Fund and your fundraising campaign and what the premise of this initial resolution is. Kevin, since you are our VP of operations overseeing the budget, of course you are the de facto of this particular resolution. So Beth and Kevin, I turn it over to you.
Okay, I am here to ask the EA for $300. And so for those of you who don't know, the Emergency Care Fund helps employees who are having a financial crisis. And I am the chair of the fundraising arm of the CARE Fund. And you might know that Lindsay Prignon is, we're like co-chairs. She oversees the applications. So the fundraising arm has a new campaign. So a little bit about the CARE Fund, just as an FYI. In 2016, we gave out $32,300. And in 2017, up until today, we've given out $19,948. And so these are applications that qualify. They're objective. There's a committee. And these are people who get themselves through no fault of their own into situations. And we give a maximum of $1,500. In order for the fund to work, we feel like we need to raise at least $15,000 per year. So our campaign this year is new. We are not having an auction, which typically raised about $8,000. Instead, what we are doing is we worked really hard behind the scenes to set up the ability to electronically request payroll deduction.
Right.
It works. There's what's called an EIB form. It's all the back end part of it is done, and now we're ready to promote. And so what we've decided to do is create an incentive and a marketing campaign that, of course, we want your support for both of those. What our goal is to have 625 employees, because the fund is funded through employee donations mostly. We're looking for 625 employees to donate $1 a paycheck. That, if you do the math with pay periods, comes out to about just over $15,000 a year. And if employees stick with it, we wouldn't really have to do any other major fundraising. The incentive, so this is the promotion, the incentive, and this is where the ask comes in, is we're going to do a drawing. So for anyone between whoever currently is donating to payroll deduction through the end of a deadline, which will be sometime in October, anybody who registered for payroll deduction will be entered to win one of these two prizes. Prize number one is round trip to New York City for two people on the campus-to-campus bus, two nights overnight at the Cornell Club, and a $200 gift certificate to the Union Square Cafe. The second prize is one overnight, it's a staycation at the William Henry Miller Inn and dinner at Vampy's. We have gotten everything donated except the campus-to-campus round trip. And they are unable to donate because, as you may know, they donate all the medical trips for folks who need to go to New York City. And that right now resides on the CARE Fund webpage. There's a request form. So just so you know, if you do, if you know anybody who needs to go to New York City, they request it on that page, and it goes to me and my colleague at Work Life, and we handle making those happen. So anyway, what we would like to do is ask for EA to donate those two round trips, and it would require EA to purchase 4 one-way gift certificates.
All right. That being said, Kevin, I'm going to turn it over to you if you want to do a brief introduction of the resolution and the budget information that we just got in our exec meeting.
All right, so let's first go with the budget information we just received. So we do have a line item specifically for the CARE Fund, and we have a balance of $450 is what we have at this point. The resolution, do we have to read the whole resolution?
No, no.
Yeah. We want to hear you, Kevin.
So,
come on.
So what the we're requesting or is being requested is to have the assembly allocate $330 from this CARE Fund to purchase 2 round trip campus to campus bus tickets. You said 4?
No, 4 1.
4 1.
4 1 way.
Two round trips.
Okay. Gotcha.
Same
as long as it's $330. That's it. So that is what the resolution pretty much says at this point.
Fantastic. So I should have said this at the beginning of the meeting, but if there is anyone who wishes to speak or be recognized to speak, please indicate that to Pilar so she can let me know if you can be recognized. Because though I can see the room, I can't necessarily make out each and every one of you very directly. So just make sure you let us know. So Tanya is the first person who wishes to speak, so please go for it.
So just a question, the money that we already have allocated for the CARE Fund, is that designated for anything specific, or that's just?
That's just when it comes up, you know, that's what it will be used for that.
I just didn't know if this was going to be in addition to that or.
Very specific for CARE Fund, or anything that goes for the emergency.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
First, the $330, I know the Cornell Club for the C2C bus is cheaper if it's a departmental charge. So is this the cheaper rate?
Yes, it's the cheaper one. That's why I said 300. I forget. I flipped my mind. But yes, it's the, because it's going to be an employee who wins. Mm-hmm. And when an employee purchases it.
But if it's a departmental charge, it's
even less.
It's a lower amount.
I'm going to see if I can arrange that, and I'm hoping C2C would be gracious enough to allow us to purchase those, the discounted vouchers.
Good thoughts? Motions at this time. No motions. Well, I'm going to move the question then if there are no motions. So I call this resolution to question. Is there a second?
Second.
It has been second. Is there any dissent? Hearing none, so I don't hear anything from you all. All those in favor, Pilar, you're going to have to count. All those in favor of resolution in allocating this budget expense, please raise your placards now at this time. Much carry. Is that 11 including carry?
Oh yeah. Oops, sorry, Gary.
So it should be 12. Got it. Okay, great. All those again. Not included. Sorry. None. Any abstentions? None. So by a vote of 12-0-0. The motion carries. Beth, you got your money, and we'll work with Gina in the office to make sure that those funds get transferred however they need to happen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again for coming.
Thanks, Beth. Bye.
Thank you all.
Hope we didn't keep you too long for the meeting.
Oh, no. All good.
Okay, so going back to the original agenda that we have, Are there any late additions to the agenda? So anything that is currently not listed on the agenda that needs to be, or you'd like to be considered?
Can we add inauguration if it's not on there?
Inauguration?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Okay. And Tanya, is that you?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like that to be under a committee report? It's probably better, or?
Doesn't matter.
I just have, it's Gina, I just have a brief announcement from the office that I'd like to make at some point.
Okay, how about under committees? I think that's, you know, might as well. And then, anybody else, or are we good? Fantastic. All right, approval of the minutes. I don't think there were any minutes that were distributed from our last meeting. Am I incorrect on that?
We're missing minutes.
You're correct. There are no minutes yet.
Great. So we're good on that. We'll probably have loads of minutes to approve at our next meeting. Moving on to committee reports, communications committee. Carrie, you're up.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Well, I had hoped to get an earlier jump on this, but with inauguration and whatnot, our first committee meeting will be next Wednesday. So there we go. And those will be every other week, basically, alternating with this meeting. We have a couple of key priorities. One, to establish our editorial calendar or communications calendar, whatever you want to call it. That I will be distributing a draft of via email. As soon as I test the list, which I'll be doing today, and make sure everybody who needs to be getting my messages are getting them, I will be sending out some draft materials to think about, discuss potentially via email, and then we'll review that calendar next Wednesday and move forward with that. We are going to be doing our monthly newsletter to all staff, starting up the last week in August, and that I hope to make that the standard, the end of the month type of thing. I think the timing works best that way. And I will be coordinating with some of the other mailings that go out regularly just to make sure we're not stepping on toes. Another key priority is to get our social media house in order, specifically with our Facebook account, so that we can go on and start raising the visibility of that channel. So we're going to be reviewing the Facebook account and figuring out what to do with it and who's going to do it. So that's another key priority. Of course, since the staff address, the president's address is coming up, whatever we need to do to support that event, that'll be worked out in a comm plan as well. So those are our top three items. I will be sending out a call for content suggestions, and that will include ideas for our monthly survey question, which we talked about at the retreat. Flash survey, whatever you want to call it. So you can keep an eye out for that.
Questions for Carrie? Hearing none, seeing none. All right, thank you so much, Carrie.
Thank you.
Next up is, as I lost the agenda, next up, whoever's next, you know who you are.
Oh, that's me. I have to get my butt in gear, but so nothing to report, but I'm definitely sending out emails to the people that are on the list and to establish meeting times. So, and I think I like the list that you sent out for the three priorities, the fair application of educational benefits, mentorship programs, the opportunities for retirees. So these are definitely starting points to talk about at the committee meetings.
Perfect. Questions for Marjorie? Okay. Next up is Employee Welfare Committee. Laura.
We haven't met yet. I don't have anything to report. I've been very active with the Christine's or Kevin's. The Transportation Task Force is sort of subsumed underneath the Employee Welfare. So I'm attending a lot of meetings about survey policy and transportation. So
I know you have no shortage of work and meetings right now. I appreciate you dedicating so much of your time because it's a lot. It's a lot. Questions for Laura before we move on? Okay, next up, Elections Committee. We actually don't have that, but I'll get to that. We have an item to hear on that later. Next up is actually Personnel Policy Committee. Sue is unable to be with us today, but she did send me a written update saying that they have not yet scheduled their meetings. She's waiting to hear back from Alan Bishop and Lauren Jacoby on what dates actually work for them, so she can put those in the doodle poll. But Alan has requested that two particular policies come through this committee for review. I don't know what those are specifically at this juncture, but we will hear more on that when she returns. So look for that in the near future. Staff Recognition, Awards, and Events Committee, Tanya.
Yeah, we've got several nominations for both the George Peter Award and the Opperman Award. So I hope to, since inauguration's next week, the week after that, try and pull the team together to look at that and to plan the president's address. I would love to have a president's address the budget. So I know what to spend. But that's all I have for that at the moment, and just been wrapped up in the other employee survey committee, which is taking lots and lots of time.
Yeah. Kevin, do you have the budget still up right now? I just closed it and I can't find it again.
No, I got it up.
Here's a line item.
Address to staff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should be right above the care fund. So 98.
Yeah. Your balance right now, $835.
And what did we spend last year? Do we know? Because that doesn't seem like.
Well, this is what I think is kind of weird with this this thing.
I'm just saying, fiscal year.
No.
So
I'm like, Gina, help
I'm
me out. 2018.
I'm on 2018. So right now, $2,500.
I don't know what we want to spend. I want to know what we have to spend. How much?
$2,500.
Okay. I'm like $800. We're giving out apples.
$2,500.
Thank you. Okay.
You gotta learn the hustle. Okay. So we know that budget. So folks, this is just so you all know, those of you who have not participated in this event before, this is pretty much an all hands on deck event. This is one of probably our largest event that we do. This is from all staff. The president actually attends and speaks, obviously. So we definitely need to make sure that the room is booked. It's listed as call auditorium, but I'm not sure if that has actually been prepared. Let's make sure that is the case. We have everything set, so we're not telling everybody to go somewhere that they actually are not able to go. But when Tanya sends out the request for volunteers to actually, it is imperative that everybody, hoping you all have the time. I understand there's some staffing shortages in different places, that everybody be present if you can and try to volunteer, whether that's serving lunch, ushering people into their seats, helping with the tech behind the scenes, whatever it is, we need to make sure that everybody's there and able to participate, because this requires a lot of work and it can't all fall on that committee. I know Tanya's committee is going to be coordinating it, but it's a lot of work. So let's make sure we're helping out as best we can. Tanya, you have
so write down October 10th. Write down October 10th.
October 10th. October 10th.
October 10th. Put it on your calendar.
Anything else? Tanya, did you also want to do your inauguration update at this point?
Sure. There are a few committees. We just had a meeting this morning. It's next Friday. And there are still a few areas that need volunteers. So I will pull up the call for volunteers and send that. If you can send that out to your constituencies, that would be wonderful. They still need some folks for the installation and the street fair, I think. Right, Gina?
Yep. Pop Print Flash will go out this afternoon also.
So if you could encourage people to come participate. If they can't volunteer, come and sit and be present, because it's going to be a nice day. It's going to be a beautiful, sunny, not too warm day. 0% chance of rain.
Ithaca cooperating? What?
That's all for me.
Okay. Questions for Tanya? Okay. Hearing that, but let me just make sure I go back to the president's address really quickly. Tanya, when you talked about the awards, are we looking to present these awards at the president's address this year?
So the George Peter has not, because that's usually an event that's held in their department. The Opperman we could, and we typically do an all staff, some sort of staff award from the EA.
Okay.
That we've done to a team in the past.
Okay, if that's the case, we just need to know and get that really quickly, because I know we need to get the president her briefing if we have not already given submitted that back to the president's office.
So. If anyone has, so just on that note, for the employee award, it's given by the employee assembly, and many years ago it started out as an award that went to an individual that was selected by the EA. Probably 8 years ago-ish, something like that, we changed it over to go to a group of employees who we felt rose to a particular challenge on any given year. So when we had the H1N1 flu, we gave it to Gannett. When we had that series, the cluster of student deaths, we gave it to the first responders. We gave it, the year we had a lot of snow, we gave it to Grimes. So if you have any recommendations of groups that you think would be good to recognize, let me know.
But it has been given to an individual in years past too, so it doesn't necessarily have to go to you.
It doesn't necessarily have to go to you, that's correct. So if you have any recommendations.
And that's the EA
staff appreciation award.
Yeah. We should know what these.
Okay. Moving next item, Transportation Task Force, Christine.
So I'm confused because item 5C would indicate that that's not me.
I know, Kevin, if you want to give the update now, but I don't know who went to the meeting since then, so.
No, she's good. She can go. So I guess let's go back. So I was the chair. But in environmental health and safety and radiation safety, we used to be 9 and now we're down to 2. So trying to get things arranged and all this stuff just has been too much with business. So I asked Ulysses if Kristen could do it for us to chair it and stuff, because I think she's very good at organization and all that stuff. So love her to death, and I think it's a great thing.
Buttering her up here. We talking about
it. Yep, so that's where we're at this point. And I wasn't at the last meeting.
Is there any update from anybody who sits on the Transportation Task Force? I just want to know what happened at the meeting, guys. That's all I want to know.
I think.
Well, Bridget Brady was at my last meeting and stuff. I still think we're at that hump of administration and EA. I think we're still at that point. Bridget said that she would be more than happy, because it's one that they wanted to do anyway, that they're planning to do a survey and stuff. At that point, I felt that she had the means to, you know, get stuff moving that way. And they were supposed to provide us with Stanford's transportation survey, which I don't think ever came to fruition. And stuff. So there was a lot of things that they said, you know, we can do this, and it's just not there. I didn't want to be disrespectful, and you know, to have the group with them or a meeting with them and then a group with just EA. I didn't know how to do that, and I really just didn't have the time to do that. So now it's Kristen's job. Thank you, Kristen, for your support.
Gina, did you have some additional thoughts? Gina, had
a procedurally, it just sounded like 5C is affirming the new chair. It's really more just a procedural thing, but
You want me to make a motion?
Yeah.
I can make a motion to affirm Kristen as the new chair of the Transportation Task Force. Do I have a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Well, thank you for doing my job.
I didn't think really with a committee we needed to have it official.
So just let me just ask for the sake procedurally, just by unanimous consent, are we good with affirming Christina as the new chair of the Transportation Task Force? Is there any dissent to unanimous consent? Hearing and seeing none, congratulations for better or for worse for your schedule. So let me just, if you don't mind, could you please loop me into whenever the next meeting is for that, just by phone or Zoom or whatever it is, just because I'm trying to figure out why there's confusion between what the role is that group.
Hopefully that's 8:00 Eastern Standard Time.
So I can certainly copy you on.
Just to let you know, there are
our proposed schedules. For fear of suggesting disrespect, I have scheduled a series of meetings that are EA representative and EA. There were three categories of members, the EA seated members, employees from across campus, and then the transportation folks. So I've scheduled a series of meetings that are EA and employee and staff, and then a series of meetings that involves transportation.
Okay.
To try to get over the hump of it. We did attempt to meet this past week. Laura and I were the only EA members there, but there were a series of staff members who had asked to become a part of it. So they were present, overwhelmingly so. Lots of human ecology representation. My effort's gonna be trying to broaden that a little bit. And we have a meeting scheduled with Bridget and her folks next week.
Perfect. Perfect. And if it is at 8 a.m., then I won't be on by video, that's for sure, because I won't be cute. But let's, that's a phone only. That sounds good. Okay. Any questions about the task force or their activities at this point?
Can I say something?
Please.
It's not so much a question, but just an idea I wanted to throw out there in case you're interested in getting things moving. We have several staff members that I think would be eager if you wanted to do any sort of focus group. You know, the issue of employees that that work in College Town it's a sort of very specific little niche. With its own issues and problems. And so if you are ever interested in doing a focus group with staff members who work in that area, we have University Relations alone has a couple of different offices there. I know there are other staff in College Town. I wanted to just throw that out there. If you wanted to do a deeper dive in any one area, let me know and I can help with that.
Certainly. Thank you.
Yeah. Similarly, I think the College of Business is opening their satellite office down in College Town too soon. So that I'm sure that population is probably going to want to, if they haven't already, they're going to realize that they have some issues that they want.
Exactly.
They have.
It's an area that's really ripe for a focus group, I think. I'll put that out there.
Yeah. And as Carrie mentioned in her communications update, when we do these monthly flash surveys, I know we talked about this at the retreat, this might also be a good way to start engaging the broader employee population on that topic. So just keep that in mind. Moving, is Chad in the room? For the employee like a trusted update? No? Okay, so we're not getting an update from there. Gina, did you want to do your update now?
I would. So I just wanted to take a moment and acknowledge and recognize Amanda, who has been the clerk last year. We were hoping she would be continuing this year, but she got a TA ship in the CEPA program, where she's a second year fellow. And so this will be Amanda's last meeting for the EA, and just wanted to recognize and thank you for all that you've done. And
thank you.
For being here today. We look at it together.
Congratulations, and how dare you? But how dare you try to advance your own career and leave us a nerve coming here for academics? What is this school? No, congratulations, and thanks again for everything that you have done. I know it's been challenging working with our evolving assembly over the last year.
You guys are great.
So, and Gina, we'll be in touch about replacement. And if there's anything we can do as exec kind of behind the scenes to help with the transition as we get stuff done, please let us know. I know that is always difficult.
Thank you. I just posted on the student employment website, we have three clerks that we're looking for. So if you work with students or you interact with students, it's a great gig for somebody who likes policy and who likes this kind of activity. It pays fairly well. We're a fun office, but spread the word. You can point them to that, the FASE website. We'll also have a link on our new website with that information. But if you could just help spread the word, that'd be great.
Perfect.
And we also have a position for the secretariat, which is different in that this is one person who looks at all of the governing documents to make sure that they're up to date with any changes that are made by resolution, and also tracks making sure that working with Pam and myself, all of the resolutions are in their current and legislatively correct status on the website. So that's more of a wonky thing, but
but fun.
But
necessary, very necessary. Yes. As we have learned, y'all. Okay, questions for Gina? And kudos and shout out to the office for everything that you all have been doing with heads down working on this website, because I know that has been quite a bit of work. So shout out to you all for getting your data coming out. So
well, and for your patience. So it actually goes live tomorrow night, and I will send out an email on Friday with sort of the link and have at it, look through. There's pictures of lots of you. But there'll be some really great, hopefully intuitively and easy functionality to it that did not exist elsewhere. So we're really looking forward to implementing that. And it will, there's going to be some shakedown necessary, but your patience again is appreciated as we get through this. But Pam, put it this way, if I can just have 2 minutes to really explain, everybody at the university has a position in an assembly by virtue of your constituent group, faculty, student, or staff. Depending on your role in an assembly, you have different permissions. You might get emails, you might be able to vote, you might be on a committee, you might have access to put people on a committee. All of that is data in Drupal. Pam did that this summer. Everybody, it's crazy, the mapping and the back detail. I think we blew our designer's mind when he realized the extent of the data that we needed to manage. And then the front-facing part of it, the content and the photos, while great fun, was also just, it's just a lot of work. So it was a great partnership, but honestly, I feel like we came up during the beta test last Friday, we sort of came up for air and realized, oh my gosh, it's August, because it was just that all summer. But it's a long time coming. I know a lot of frustration as we've cobbled together different things in the past, but we're really, really looking forward to rolling this out in a big way. So thank you all in advance.
Thanks again, shout out to you all. Thank you for all your work. Okay, and we've asked Gina and Pam to do, if they could do a demonstration, particularly for those of you who are committee chairs at one of our meetings in September, to go over how that function will work with you all, so you all see that very specifically. As we talked about at the retreat, there are some specific responsibilities that you all have, particularly when it comes to preserving your agendas, your minutes, and making sure that the broader public, the broader staff population in particular, is aware of what's going on and going through your committees. So we'll get that scheduled, and hopefully we'll get you all well informed. That ties into my report from the chair, which is just going to cover a couple things. One being that same announcement for committee chairs. You please, 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 please. Also, that I'm not really asking, I'm telling you. Your meetings need to be scheduled within the next 2 weeks. We need calendars, we need those things set so that we can get these things published on the website, so that we can make sure everybody is up to date, and then the rest of us can work out our schedules accordingly. Please know that you have Zoom at your disposal, and as Jeremy mentioned in the retreat, he has put together some documentation in, I believe, somewhere in Box that does go over different ways to set up those meetings and how you can do that. Please be inclusive of those who are remote participants, and also to encourage broader staff population from those who can't quite make it. Gina?
Yes, just yes, wholeheartedly endorse and support what Ulysses just said. If you could wait until Friday to set your calendars for your committees, then you can actually do it right from the website. So, and it should be intuitive enough to do that, but if not, we'll walk you through it. But wait till Friday, and then do it.
Just a question. So there will there be something like a handout or somewhere where I can access how to, you know, set up like the minutes and somewhere that I can access to it on the website? Or
so we're building the SOP for different the committee chairs, so that you'll have like a tool bucket for you on how to do that. And that will be available to you
with screenshots, please. Some of us are challenged to know step by step what to do. Other questions on that, or just on that particular topic? Okay, hearing and seeing none. The other thing, I feel like I was supposed to mention something else about committee chairs. Exec, did I miss something that I was supposed to talk about for committee chairs, or am I forgetting? I don't think so. Okay, that being
Lyris.
Oh yes, there it is. Please be sure that when you are conducting any type of business, you need to use the email address for your particular committee. So whether that's OAEA-welfare or whatever it might be, please use that designated listserv. That helps keep the office informed so they know what's going on and if you all are scheduling meetings, when things are scheduled. Of course, maybe that might be offset by the new features on the website, but just to make sure that all the data is preserved, please make sure you are using the listservs that are allocated for your committees. Is that clear to everybody? Fantastic. Did I get it, Gina?
Thank you. Perfectly.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, that being said, you all got the list of legislative priorities for the year. So I just want to make sure that we are, I don't know why my Zoom is not sharing the screen the way I want it to. So we're going to do it this way. So we'll just go over that very briefly. So you all see that, right? Hopefully it's not going to be the way I want it to be, but that's okay. So the legislative priorities we went over and that were sent out again today were the items that we talked about, particularly in the retreat. There are a couple folks who are not yet staffed on any committee. You need to give me your committee selections ASAP. That will be Matt Carcella and Tunde. I need to know what committees you would like to be staffed. Were there any items from the list that I sent out that were not quite covered? Did I miss anything? Are there additions to this list of legislative priorities for the year? Yes, no, maybe so. No. So everybody's good. Everybody, all committee chairs are clear on at least these starting points. This does not mean this is all we're doing this year. This simply just means these are the items we discussed, saying that these were things that we absolutely really want to figure out a way to address. So starters, your committees, you are welcome to take on many other things, and I'm sure you will. Yikes, where did it go? I lost my chat. No one has questions. Okay, great. That being said, I will stop sharing this. Okay, and move back to our regular thing. How in the world do I get out of this? Y'all, get me out of this. Hopefully y'all see me again, but maybe not. Oh, stop share. Look at that. Okay. Technology. The intuitive buttons you never really look for. Okay, moving on. Next item on the agenda, we've already confirmed our transportation task force chair, but At the retreat, you all recall that I asked and pleaded desperately for somebody to chair our elections committee out of the list of eligible people that were there. At the conclusion of one of our meetings, we got a lovely candidate to self-nominate themselves, and I readily accepted it. So that person is Dustin, who nominated himself to chair the elections committee. So since he's nominated himself, I'm asking this assembly to confirm that nomination. So all in favor at this juncture, you all want to, not going to beleaguer this since nobody else volunteered, all in favor of Dustin chairing elections committee, please raise your placards or say yes decisively. Yes. Woo! Okay. There better be no dissent. Okay, great. Right. So congratulations, Dustin, on this appointment.
Congrats.
So that being said, on the subject of elections, I just want to let everybody know we've had some changes in the last couple weeks for people who have had to step down from the assembly or have left the university. So we have quite a few open positions. So Cal's, I believe, Tammy. Payne is no longer able to sit on the assembly, so had to step down. Does have in particular some folks who are interested, so it'll be the charge of elections to help coordinate these fall elections, should that be the route we choose to go. But it'll be consistent with the bylaws and the charter that we have. So Cal's is gone. Atu Darko is no longer with the university. His contract ended, and he has since moved to DC, so our less than 5 years position is vacant at this juncture. We still have the disability seat for the Disability Colleague Network Group seat that is vacant. The School of Industrial and Labor Relations seat is vacant, and the Hotel Administration seat is vacant. So
veterans.
I'm sorry?
And veterans.
And that's right. And Rob also Rob Morris is also no longer with the university, accepted a new position elsewhere. So congratulations to him. So our veterans seat is also open and available for those interested in knowing that that is the case. So we have 6 seats that need to be filled, and we will likely, Dustin, we can touch base along with your committee and office to try to see if we can coordinate a fall elections consistent with the procedures laid out in our bylaws for filling incidental vacancies. So please do encourage your colleagues across the institution that if they are interested in those positions to step forward with that. So, any other questions about this?
No.
Okay, great. All right, moving on to, we've expired the items on our agenda, so the plan for the last 28 minutes, instead of letting you leave early, get free time, is to allow you all the opportunity to break out into your particular committees, if you'd like. And discuss some of the items that we have for our legislative priorities and going about getting some of the plans kind of solidified, if that's what you all would like to do. Is that good with everybody? There a question, Nancy?
I tried to mention this earlier, added myself to the agenda. Could I give a brief update on Paw Print before we move on?
Please.
Just a few things. One is that we're moving the first issue from this week until next week. Part of that is because of the inauguration. I'm trying to write a behind the scenes article that will talk about the staff work that's gone into this. Part of it is because the Chronicle website has been redesigned and it will be going live. And for streamlining purposes, for our having more photo flexibility purposes and operational purposes, PawPrint is part of that redesign. So we'll have a new look, but we'll still have the PawPrint URL. We'll still have the PawPrint newsletter. We will still have our old legacy site for the articles in the past and for posting classifieds, at least for now. And next week in Paw Print, we are going to list the EA chairs and talk about just mention the new assembly website design. Thanks.
Thank you. Questions for Nancy? No. So you all will be getting, you all of you who are committee chairs, you'll be getting a close up in in paw print. So hope you were satisfied with the pictures you took at the retreat, because that's those are your headshots. I told you, I'm prepared. All right. That being said, go ahead, break out into your. Oh, Gina, you have a question.
Hi, Gina.
I do. Regarding headshots, we got great headshots from many of you. I'm looking at you, Kevin. Folks that weren't at the retreat, we do need a headshot of you. I'm not sure if we'll be able to have you photo come and take another round, but if you have a good headshot that you know, send it to me. If not, please come by the office and we can take one. That's not a good one.
Good shot.
It's a little fuzzy.
That's
okay.
Not the original.
Well, for the the assembly leadership is being profiled on the website. So the ones that look great look super great, making the fuzzy one not so great. So I'm just saying, if you have one, send it to me. If not, please do. Come by the office.
Sorry, Kevin.
We'll take a really good shot. We can go outside. We can put you in front of flowers, whatever. But we need a good headshot of everything. Thank you.
Ulysses, this is Tanya. Can I throw one more thing out to the group?
Please.
So I'm working on a committee that's, you may have gotten the survey asking you about your feedback and performance management. Did anybody get it?
No.
Really?
What email?
That worked.
Man. Didn't it? Well, it went out to a random selection of staff. I'm just surprised that none of you. So,
yeah.
Anyway, we did a survey, and we're doing several focus groups, and we would like to use the EA as a focus group. And essentially, I've asked Jeremy and the exec team if we can come and talk to you guys on September 20th. You are welcome to invite other staff members, but we're going to be sharing information on what we found out. We heard from about 400 and almost 475 employees, but we are looking at changing the how we do performance management, so how we do annual performance dialogue, and how we recognize employees and all that kind of stuff. So I would hope that you can be here for that meeting, because I'd really like to have your input, and I made a special request to ask that the EA has that opportunity. So if anybody else does big campus-wide projects like that, I would encourage you to always use the EA as a focus group.
Questions for Tanya? Questions for Tanya? No? Okay, Carrie, you had a thought, I saw? Oh, I thought you raised your hand, Carrie. I'm sorry.
It was just to say that I did get that random survey.
Yay!
Yeah. She asked you guys.
I don't have to know if you responded, but. We got lots of good responses.
Oops.
Did the deadline pass already?
No, you can still go ahead and put it in. Go ahead.
I'll do it.
Way to be engaged, Carrie. Way to be engaged. Gina, did you say something?
Oh, I did, but not to you.
Okay, so the last 15 minutes or so, if you all would like to break out into your committee groups to talk about those particular priorities, please feel free to do that at this juncture. I'll stay on if you want to type or talk as a resource, or just say something loudly to me. I'll be right here. But since we've extinguished everything on our agenda, I'm going to formally adjourn the meeting and ask that you all use your time wisely. If that makes sense. Remember, so at the retreat, folks, we talked about how you all, this is why we did the Robert's Rules thing, so you all would know how to make motions and such, so I don't have to do it all the time. Carrie, you had a thought about
that? Just wondering how I would go about doing that with my committee.
Gather around Pilar's.
Everybody, do the breakout room.
Yeah, do the breakout room.
A breakout room in Zoom.
Oh, in Zoom? Yeah. Oh, I've never done that.
Can you do it though? I think that doesn't the host have to do it?
Who's the host?
It'd be the room, Pam.
The breakout room.
Yeah. Right now?
Okay.
I don't know. You tell me.
Does anybody on the communications committee there have a laptop? Or no?
No.
Nancy. No.
No, I can't. I'm assuming that's a no. Way to come to
here. I'm not sure who it is.
Guess what? New age technology. You got to make this work.
So, who is going to be in what rooms?
If Carrie, if Carrie could be broken,
just bring it up. I'll tell me your
name. I'll break out with Carrie. I don't mind doing that. To go into a breakout room. And Christine, I see you have a question. Christine, you had a thought?
You're magical.
What?
Do I look inquisitive?
Christine.
The Transportation Task Force is operating currently under a resolution that was from last year that had a termination date.
Correct.
So my question is, what am I really doing?
How are we going to continue? So procedurally and technically, you're absolutely right. We should. The Transportation Task Force had a sunset date that was to come back with a particular set of recommendations by the conclusion of the term last year. I think what we've kind of done, just kind of de facto, is to subsume the task force underneath the Employee Welfare Committee.
Okay.
If you would like to formally bring forth a resolution to keep this task force afloat, we can also do that, or we can just continue to say it is a subcommittee of the Welfare Committee, and we don't actually have to do that.
Works fine for me. Okay.
Yeah. So it would just be like you all getting together in the Welfare Committee and saying, you know what, we want this group of people dedicated to talking about this issue and to continue that.
That's great.
Okay, so I just got invited to a breakout room. I'm going to join. So I don't know if that means I'm going to disconnect from the main thing. I've never done it before, so we'll just find out. Here I go.
Okay. Right. Would go to the laptop, I'm assuming, Nancy?
I guess. I'm also going to join that. So I guess I'm also going to, since Carrie,
Nancy, would you go to it, to the laptop?
For the communications, I would as well.
Okay, so there you go, guys.
Yep.
Go,
yes.
To go to the laptop.
So I'm disappearing too, because I'm also in that breakout room. So
yes.
I will.
I guess you. Where's the breakout being held? I'm not hosting.
I've never done this, so.
So I think it is. Well, I think
you
give it to Nancy.
The issue is that if I put volume on this, you're not. I mean, it does that.
That's
echo?
Okay,
well, nobody else needs to be.
You're all gone. Yeah.
Ulysses and
we can just.
There's just going to be the three of us.
Okay.
I'm going to. When I join this break,
you're going to join with Carrie and Ulysses.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to join the breakout room, so I'm going to disappear. So you all can mute the PS.
The dashboard so you don't have up to date.
No, you should be fine now because.
Hello.
Yay.
Do you want to sit?
Okay. So I know Chris was hoping to chat with us. Oh, he's here. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he's with Pam. He's on Pam's side. And Nancy as well. So.
Yeah. Good thing you know what you're doing.
How's the new place?
It's good. So I finally got, you know, my stuff was supposed to be delivered the day after I got here, and that didn't happen. So it finally came on Monday, which was better late than never, but I'm still missing two boxes that are still en route, which is unfortunate. So I just need to get those, and then I will be set. And then I can actually order the rest of my furniture, because I just want to make sure I have all the right stuff here before I order furniture. So make sure everything fits.
That'll be good.
Yeah, so, but it's nice.
All right.
So I think this is everyone.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess a couple things sort of looming. We have the all staff email last week of August. And ideally, we really should have the content squared away, at least in draft form, that the previous week. So, so you know, it sounded to me like maybe the CARE Fund is a contender for highlighting. You know, of course, along with anything, any other resolutions or whatnot that we might get passed, we can feature those. And then we've got the flash survey to decide on. So I don't know what is on at the top of your lists or on your minds, but we can talk about the content or format of the email. We can talk about social media, the Facebook channel specifically, or we could talk about any of the proposed template-y sort of activities that we talked about in the retreat. What's on your minds?
For me, I am often working chronologically, so it seems like the news, trying to get newsletter content assigned and settled is top of my mind.
Okay. I would like to make sure that the Facebook channel is squared away before we make that first push, just because I think there are some changes that we can make just to what's featured there. We have, you know, there are photo really old, out of date photos featured there. We have posts that are sort of random. I'd like to have a good look ready in time for that, just so we can, you know, potentially find some way to tie that in, get people to take a look there. Or at least, you know, at the very least, it'll be featured in the footer, right? And so if anyone goes, I'd like it to be squared away by then. I guess. Sorry, go ahead.
I've not ever gone to the page, so I'll need to go there today just to see what's already there.
Okay. You sort of deal in social pretty regularly, no?
Yeah, we've
sort of
contracted for the last year. We just don't have the capacity to create our own content, but we work hand in hand with the people who do, and then each week we get a calendar from them showing us what they plan to post.
I see.
So I work hand in hand sort of feeding content to them, and then they strategize about the best way to word it, what sort of picture might go best with it, when to post it.
And then I see.
When to stray from that schedule to make room for current events and other things that come up.
Gotcha. Do you feel like that? I mean, I really, social is sort of not a specialty of mine. So do you feel like the workflow that you have going is one that might port over in terms of at least just documenting, planning what's going to be posted and...
Sure. I'm trying to come up with with a sort of idealized plan of, you know, the best way we could use this, and then to see if it's possible to get close to that. Yeah. It might just be a post every 2 or 3 days, but at least it's more than I think what's there now, possibly.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to bite off more than we can chew, for sure. You know, I'd rather start modestly, but I think cleanup wise, there's some work to do. We also have to, we chatted about this a little bit in exec. Right now we have someone, Gary Cremines from Transportation, that somehow inherited the Facebook channel content updates. He's actually he's not currently connected to EA in any capacity. We find that a lot of the posts have a transportation-y flair. And not exactly, you know, he's just sharing transportation stuff. And there have been a few things that I probably would have done differently if I were Gary. So we're going to need to work through that and either pull him into the fold on the committee as a constituent member or just sort of take over or a mix of both. So. Yeah. So
I don't know who to ask for admin.
I can add you.
That would be great. And I'll back in and try to pull a plan together, and then we can as a group decide whether to ask Gary to continue on or just take it from him.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think do you want to be on the agenda for next week? Can you make the meeting next week, next Wednesday?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Do you feel like that's too ambitious, or would you rather wait?
That would be better to force the issue. That'll make me do it. That's
okay.
Good.
Awesome. So I will add you today as an admin, and then just take a look, and I would love to hear your recommendations. Nancy, what's well, you guys have a lot going on over.
We have a lot going on, but even if we didn't, my Facebook expertise is like zip, so that's why I'm quiet. But yes, I would. I mean, the only reason I thought of the EA website and the chairs was, of course, thinking of content that I would want for Paw Print. But if you would prefer that the EA newsletter be the first thing out from the EA for the year, that would be fine. If you, I don't mean to preempt the newsletter.
I don't really see it that way, but I mean, we certainly have it
in the past. I mean, you usually link to anything that I put up.
Right. Yeah. I mean, to me, it can go a lot of different ways. So I'm not really sweating that. We could still highlight in this first mailing of the year. We could still highlight the new leadership for the year. Committee chairs, that's a possibility. And we could link to your story for more details if we wanted to do that. Mm-hmm.
You could link just back to the EA site too.
Sure. Oh yeah. Well, that's true. I have to explore that site a little bit more. But that's right. There is a leadership page or something somewhere. I'm still trying to deal with the fact that my photo is going to be on there, but whatever. yeah, you're right. We can, I really think as far as linking what we're doing with the EA site, I really want to take it for a spin and get an overview of some of the things that we're going to be asking people to do, potentially commenting on things, signing up for committees and whatever, and really understand how that all works. Mm-hmm. So that is on my personal to-do list, I guess.
That part is actually complicated, because, and maybe that's a Gina question, because I'm not, I know previously people actually had to submit applications to the website, and I'm not sure how that process is anymore. So I don't know if it's best to just say contact the particular committee chair to join or get more information, or
it may, directly to the site. May be. If it exists on the site, I feel like we undermine it if we promote a different way of going about it, because then we're not being consistent. Right. So I guess we just have to find out what we're saying. And on the previous site, I was able to link directly to the specific resolutions and link directly to, you know, posting comments. And so I just need to figure out what is in the realm of possibility as far as like where I can point people. So I personally like to, you know, of course, I'm a web person. I want to click as few times as possible, right? I just want to like be direct. So we also need to, aside from the website, figure out what mechanism we'll use for the survey. And I guess I was thinking we could just do Qualtrics. Does anybody have a, and by survey, I mean the flash survey sort of monthly question, burning question, or whatever you want to call it. Is everybody good with that?
Yeah, I think that works. It can be anonymous that way using Qualtrics, so I think that makes perfect sense.
Right.
I mean, I would include a field at least in the survey so that if people want to actually or want to be contacted or something, that they can put in their contact information or something. But aside from that, making it an actually anonymous survey, and then we just have to make a commitment to actually
follow up
the results and then actually disseminate that in whatever the next issue or the brief is.
Right. Makes sense. Do you feel like it's too much to, I mean, I was thinking if we're sending things out on a monthly basis, I thought it would be nice to have a question, and then the following month show what people, you know, some sort of encapsulate the answers, whether it's a graph or whatever, infographic, mm-hmm. something like that. But we could, I was thinking then, we could go on and have a separate blurb in that newsletter to go on and ask another question. I mean, just sort of keep it rolling.
Yeah.
Or do good.
Or is that too much? I don't know.
I think that's exactly good. What I was thinking.
Yeah, okay. It's going to be a flash question. It's going to be like a, you know, just a kind of a slice.
Right.
Know, snapshot of how people thought, and then the next flash question.
Yeah.
And
right.
Any sort of proposal or anything, it'd be easy enough in that next month's, you know, while reporting the results, say, and the subcommittee on whatever has now taken this issue up, if it's something
right.
that we need to action.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, hopefully we can do that.
Yeah, just so people know that there's stuff going on.
What?
I would say just so people know that there's actual follow-up too. Like, you know,
right. Oh, yeah, right. I guess, we'll have to just figure out the language, I guess, because sometimes in the past, it felt like things were suggested for committees to take up, and they're just sort of in the air. And, I mean, I guess we'll figure out how we put that down on paper and say, like, yes, the committee is going to move forward with this. Because right. I don't want to say something that's not true.
Right. Well, I mean, I think, for example, like, we have, again, that list of legislative priorities that we discussed. And so, like, transportation is one. And I'm sure Christine and that subcommittee, that task force, probably have a good question that they could ask. But the same could be said for, like, the educational benefits question that came up. So that way, if we ask that question about how people perceive their educational benefits to be used, or say, do they feel like they have access to, or the time, or the supervisor will let them do that, whatever that question might be, mm-hmm. work with whoever the committee chair is, or, and between this committee also, to try to figure out what that language would be, and ask it, and then give the committee those results as well, and who would also be able to follow up on it.
Right. Okay.
And it could be something as simple as, you know, there is no action that results from a survey question, but it could be more information then. Like, if you have any thoughts on this issue, you know, here's who you can contact.
Right.
Something basic. But I did remember someone at the retreat said, you know, don't ask a question if you're not prepared then to take action on whatever feedback you get. Like,
right.
By asking the question, we're basically saying we will act on your answers if there's something
right.
wrong.
But the action could just be that the results have been given to the such and such committee to further explore right. the issue.
Right. Yes. And if you'd like to be a part of those discussions or conversations, contact.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That sounds good.
And so for your 28th communication, I see the CARE Fund, obviously the president's address is going to have to be listed in some way. The flash survey you're going to do, highlighting the committee chairs from there, and then at some point, I know we talked about, like, in the news or something, if there was any EA stuff that was in the news, that'd be just kind of a feed from the Paw Print Chronicle, wherever.
Things right.
I don't know if there's anything else that's really been written at this point, other than just what the article that Nancy's going to have come out, I guess, prior.
Right.
So, I mean, that would probably be the only
right.
which would be covered, but did I miss anything?
It seems like that's more, once you get sort of into the swing of things and we're actually discussing substantive resolutions, that's when you'll see, like, Daily Sun articles or whatever. But right now, I'm not aware of anything.
That's probably a good thing. For now, it means everything's good.
I know Gina would like to have sort of a standing, not really editorialized, but standing, she has a name for it, but sort of like on the docket or whatever. I can't remember what the name is, but, like, listing every resolution that we, you know, that's, I guess, active or has been passed.
Like, in discussion type of stuff.
Even little stuff, you know, just that we're showing these are our actions of late. That's one thing that she wants to do, and I'm happy to accommodate that. It doesn't have to be like a feature section. I think we should just, you know, pick and choose items to really blow out and make it a big deal of. So
agree.
Okay.
So for your Facebook, just a question for the Facebook thing. I guess like I'm thinking, because looking through some of those posts, I'm just like, Lord have mercy. But thinking of different ways to not only highlight the activities of the EA, but also highlight staff work. So if there are particular things that the Paw Print has printed or is writing about staff members, if there's ways for us to like to post those items, as I said in our exec meeting, any university statements that go out, I think that's really important to make sure we get out there to make sure that everybody's on the same page. Anything like that, like even for instance today, like I feel like the action of R3, I mean, there should be some sort of follow-up on Facebook to tell people, I guess this is when Beth gets up the link, I guess, to say,
right,
enroll in payroll deduction to support the care fund or whatever,
right,
that, you know, based on this thing that we passed. I think that would make sense.
Right.
In this behind the scenes, it takes a village article, that would be something worth highlighting.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
For sure. Yeah. That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah. And, you know, Chris, if you, I don't know if you want to talk about the work that you've been doing for engineering. I do really think that there's maybe something, you know, something there to use as a model. But the whole sort of the staff behind the story thing.
Right. So, yeah, that's mostly done now. It'll be online in a couple weeks. But we had this idea in engineering to highlight staff.
Yeah.
To pick one professor's work and even just one publication that's come out recently, and to mention for a moment why that work's important, sort of what it's leading to, sort of longer life batteries. But then just to get the professor to say, I could not do this work without, you know, the staff people who helped me fill out the grant application and do all this other stuff. So I've asked the professor, you know, who did you work with on campus, which centers, which groups? And there's probably a list of 50 to 75 people in the end who made this one publication happen.
Wow.
And it's all staff, really. So that'll come out soon. But I feel like, you know, any story like that, it wouldn't even have to be that elaborate. But from across the college, from across the university, there have to be stories about staff,
right,
doing good things, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like the Facebook page would be a great place, like where I can just get email alerts, you know, from Arts and Science newsletter, from whatever newsletters there are, and just link to those stories, you know, as they come out, and just help publicize the good work staff people do here.
Absolutely.
Be great to me.
Yeah.
And you know, just that concept alone is something that maybe we can work into Paw Print more. When Chronicle does a big story, maybe there's a companion, you know, companion story along those lines that we can help fill in the gaps, I guess, to be more cross college, because Chris, of course, has engineering covered, and I'm sure there are great stories that we could do. But just, you know, if we can sort of be mindful of distributing the love across the colleges and stuff, that would be great.
So much love. I think Pam needs her laptop back. Yeah.
But yeah, those are the kinds of stories I think would be great. Yeah. Anyway, Pam, what's up? Are we?
This is my laptop.
Oh. Okay.
You've used all your time.
Well, maybe.
I'm sorry. Okay. Well, I guess for starters, so Chris, I'll get you into the Facebook account.
Great.
We'll talk about that next week.
Sounds all good. Right.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Sorry, Pam.
No, you're fine. I'm glad it worked.
All right. Have a good week.
Take care.
Thank you.